He'll be on in a minute. He really hates this sort of thing.
But now
we've been
joined by the man whose job it will be to hold that slimline majority together in the House, the Government Chief Whip, Charles Bannister.
Yes.
Perhaps you should have been up there yesterday whipping in the voters.
Good morning, Brian. You know, there was no need for me to be there. Our policies proved to be the most persuasive Chief Whip possible. I think if you look at the percentage of votes cast, then the result isn't as gloomy as some of you seem to think.
Yeah, but it's seats in the House that will make your parliamentary life easy, not votes.
No one's denying that. All I'm saying is that government represents the voters, and when you look at the large numbers that voted for us, we quite clearly have a mandate for our programme.
Yeah, but you've still got to get it through the voting lobbies. Aren't you going to have to come to some arrangement with the fringe parties?
We have every confidence that our programme will be seen as a reasonable one. If it's voted against out of political malice, well, and that would simply be irresponsible and totally against the interests of the country as a whole.
Well, what about the minority parties? They've done rather well, haven't they? You're going to need their help when it comes to voting in the lobbies. You can't pretend they're not there.
More coffee?
Especially
no,
if it means the difference between winning a vote or losing it.
I'm sure the smaller parties will recognise that many of our ambitions are theirs also. However, as I've said, government is there to represent the views of all the people, and I'm sure we would never ignore the views of any legal political grouping.
So, you think there might be a pact, the sort of thing that the Callaghan government had?
I didn't say that.
No, but you implied it.
Well, as I've said, responsible government will consider all views, but the whole matter of pacts and compacts and agreements is totally hypothetical. It would serve no purpose.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I hear we're finally going to get the result at Hampnett, which is one of the seats which, on the evidence of last night, could be another gain for the opposition. Brian Bright's our reporter in Hampnett. How many recounts is this, Brian?
I don't think I can stand much more of this.
Daddy sounded really tired.
Well, what do they expect him to say? Fine, let's have a coalition right away. I'll mention it to the Prime Minister over coffee this morning.
Oh, but if that's what they plan...
Don't be cynical.
Well, why didn't he just say so?
You don't really think anyone knows yet. You saw your father when he came back this morning, up all night, washed out and dredging his mind for something that wouldn't sound trite and complacent for Mr. Redhead and Co.
Well, obviously he couldn't think of anything.
Oh, let's forget it, shall we? It's been a long, lousy night. We both need sleep. Maybe a rest would restore our sense of loyalty.
But it's true. The voters obviously didn't think much of the last trillion years. All Daddy comes up with is a lot of hooey about responsible government will consider all views.
And what's wrong with that?
If they'd thought more about other people's views before, perhaps they wouldn't be in such shtuck now.
Arthur, if you're going out, get me 1/2 ounce of packet of green papers, will you?
And a lung machine by the sound of it.
Pillock. And if you see Mr. Bannister, ask him to buzz me.
Oh, he won't be in, will he? Must have been up all night.
If you see him, just tell him, right?
Anything particular, shall I speak?
Oh, none of your business. Badge messengers stop where the carpet starts. Whip's office.
Thanks very much, I'm sure. Get your own flipping backy, then.
5-10 minutes at the most.
See if I care.
Don't worry, I will. Bye.
Bit of an hassle, so to speak.
One of these days, Arthur Hawkins, your nose will drop off. Now push off.
That's what my old mum used to say. Arthur, she'd say...
Morning to you. Ah, Mr. Hawkins, the very man.
Morning, sir. Just popped in, so to speak.
And just popping out, I hope. Isn't it just? Everyone wants you.
There's a whole gaggle of people in the central lobby. Who are they?
Tourists, most likely, sir.
Too many briefcases.
Could be that lot from up north. You know that factory takeover, what's name? Mr. Wickton's group.
He's back already.
Seen him just now. Said he'd come down special, so to speak.
The return of the terrier, eh? Many thanks. Now, Rose, what are Larum's consternations and calamities?
Well,
I'll be getting on, though. Heard you this morning, sir. Very good, if you don't mind me saying so. Gave that red what's-name joker what for?
I see. I hope I wasn't too aggressive.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Didn't mean that. You just showed him who's boss, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, sir. I was just telling Rose, sir, my old mum used to
say... See you later, Arthur.
What? Ah, yes. Well, I'll be off then. 1/2 ounce of packet of licorice, was it?
Green, thank you.
I fear we'll never know what his old mum used to say.
Live through the rest of today and you will.
What's the parliamentary equivalent to a stage door Johnny? I'm surprised he doesn't bring flowers and chocolate.
Number 10 wants you. Private office. Oh. Shall I... Shall I...
From the sound of it, perhaps flowers would be too ironical.
Oh, God. Shall I get them?
Not to worry, I'm just going over to 12, unless it was urgent.
Don't mind me saying so. I'd have thought everything was urgent today.
On these occasions, a sense of urgency is but one step from panic, so let us hope not.
You did warn them months ago.
And we both know what the scriptures have to say about prophets and mythology.